the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Throughout the month of April, Missouri State University will compete in the Campus Conservation Nationals, a nationwide competition amongst universities to conserve energy and water. More than 100 campuses across the United States are involved in this competition, and Missouri State University and the University of Missouri are in a competition to see which campus can conserve the most energy. I'm Andrea Mostyn. Pilar Carlin is the energy manager at Missouri State University, and Jen Cox is associate director of facilities management. They join me today. Jen, what are you asking the campus community to do to conserve energy?
We have a number of things that we've asked that the campus community help us with in conserving energy. And these are things that the community as a whole in Springfield and the surrounding area can do as well to conserve energy in their homes. We're asking that faculty and staff use natural light, turn off lights where possible, use power strips for electronics, and also turn those off when possible. Unplug everything when it's not in use. Shut down computers. Consider taking the stairs instead of the elevator, and adjusting thermostats with the weather to conserve energy, and also keeping windows closed to help reduce heat and air loss.
What are some of the events planned during the competition?
We have an hour without power scheduled every Friday this month from 5 to 6 p.m. campus-wide, where we're asking that people find something to do, possibly outdoors, where they don't have to utilize electricity. We are also having a kickoff event on Monday, April 7th, where we'll have speakers talking about sustainability and energy conservation on campus and in the community, and showing the documentary Carbon Nation. We'll have energy trivia and a scavenger hunt for the students, as well as Ecopalooza on Friday, April 25th.
Pilar, how is energy use being monitored during this time period?
We do have an energy management system that includes the majority of the buildings in campus, and that information is only seen from our end at the energy management side. Since October, we do have the energy dashboard that is in the website at Missouri State University Energy Management. And you can see at this time 21 buildings, and the information that is showing at this point is all the electricity, chilled water, steam, and carbon emissions for those 21 buildings.
How are the two campuses being compared for this contest?
On Campus Conservation Nationals, Missouri State University is going to compete against 157 other universities, and one of them is Missouri. The idea is to build a baseline the two previous weeks before the competition, so we will measure the reduction in terms of energy conservation and not energy efficiency. Missouri State is at this point building baselines. So after April 4th, we are going to base our results against our own baselines.
Jen, what do you hope to see as a result of this competition?
The key to a successful competition will be behavior change. Missouri State has completed many energy efficiency improvements, but we also recognize that behavior change and education are critical to achieve our conservation goals. And competitions like the Campus Conservation Nationals are a fun way to engage and educate and empower our campus community to conserve resources and then also make changes in their own lives right where they live or where they work.
Pilar Carlin is Energy Manager and Jen Cox is Associate Director of Facilities Management. More information about the challenge is available at missouristate.edu/sustainability. I'm Andrea Mostyn for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.